Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
My name is Pastor Corinne. My husband, Pastor Joshua. It is our honor to lead this house as the pastors here, and welcome. As we begin, we're just going to recap. We've been talking about listening to God's voice, hearing his voice. What does that look like? What does that sound like? How do we do that? Where do we begin? We talked about that the first week. Last week, we talked about how to hear from God in chaotic times, and everybody said, amen, because it's in the chaotic times that you really want to hear his voice, and sometimes it's hard to get through all the noise. So that's a really good one. Today, I want to talk to you about making space to hear God. And this is a very important thing, because if we don't make space, how will we hear? So it's important that we have that aspect in our lives and be intentional with that. I encourage you, if you have not heard the previous ones, or even if you have, you can go to our website, hopeunited.church, and review any of the past sermons. And it's such a great review. It's such a great reiterator to what God is saying right now. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for what you did in this powerful moment in your presence of worship. God, we love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being a God that meets with us. And Lord, as we prepare to speak on your word, God, I thank you right now for every ear and heart being open to what your Spirit is saying right now. Help us to hear what you're communicating to us personally. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to go back to 1 Samuel 3:2. This is where we started the whole series, and I thought it was really good for us to go back because there's so much in that. And God, it's evident through his word, God wants to communicate with us. It's something that he wants to do. He's not a distant God, a God who only spoke in certain times of past, but he's speaking to us right now. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through people around us and different things. I didn't say this before, but God had spoken to me, and this might be kind of wild for some, but I was in the middle of a movie when God spoke to me and was like, suck, he just told me he's the one. And I was like, my mom and dad were sitting next to me, and nobody knew what was going on, but he had dropped that in my spirit. Don't put God in a box. He can speak to you at any moment through anything. God used a donkey to talk to someone. We see him use different forums, and it's important that we don't put him in a box. So let's go to 1 Samuel. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, Samuel. Yes, Samuel replied. What is it? He got up and ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. Then the Lord called out again, Samuel. Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. And I think this is important for us to hear. So the Lord called a third time. Once more, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. So there's a lot to take away from this, like I said, but I want to focus on three things. Number one, we'll start here. We have to note that Samuel was learning how to hear from God. And so at first he didn't know. He didn't know what it sounded like, what it would look like. He was learning. Did that mean that God wasn't speaking? No. It's interactive. Did it mean God was speaking? No. No. So it's important for us to know that. Sometimes we're looking to hear God's voice in a certain way, and maybe we are not recognizing how he's speaking to us. just because he didn't recognize it, it didn't mean God wasn't speaking. So that's number one. Even though Samuel did not recognize God's voice, it did not mean God wasn't speaking. And I think a lot of times when we're learning, it can be frustrating because people can assume, well, God doesn't speak to me. I've heard him speak about him speaking to others. He doesn't speak to me. He speaks to others. He speaks to that leader or that person. They're more qualified than me. And we begin to disqualify ourselves. But God wants to speak to every single one of us. Another reason people get frustrated is because they don't hear what they want to hear when they want to hear it. So on a personal note, there have been times where I've prayed for something or an answer or for anything, and it seems like he didn't answer right away or he didn't give me the answer I wanted, and I was frustrated, and I said, you know, God, where are you? I'm waiting on you. But that didn't mean he wasn't speaking. In that moment, I didn't understand that he was speaking to me in silence. Now, I know that sounds counterintuitive, but there are moments in silence that God is still speaking. I can look back now and understand what he was teaching me in the moment. But that is what's so beautiful about the journey of faith, that we can't get so formulaic that we're just like, it's going to happen like this, he's going to speak to me, and if he doesn't speak to me, it means that this is going wrong, it means that, you know, we have to get disconnected from all these preconceived notions, as you like to say, of who he is and how he does things. Another thing to note is that Eli was a guide to Samuel. He helped him understand that God was, in fact, speaking to him and helped him know what to do next. So that brings us to number two. I must have people in my life that can help me distinguish God's voice. There are moments in which you need somebody to say, hey, God's speaking to you right now. I can sense it by the Spirit. And there are times that we need that encouragement from somebody else. And I'm not talking about if you seek somebody out, don't go to somebody who's new in the faith. We're running together, but I'm talking about somebody who is seasoned in the faith. Somebody that you can see the fruit of their faith and their maturity. Because it's such a powerful thing. The Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. When we're together, we begin to help sharpen each other. We shouldn't be doing things in a vacuum. Some people like to say, oh, well, I hear God all for myself, and that's all I need. Okay, that's a dangerous place to be. There is wisdom in the multitude of counsel. It is important to have accountability. It is important to have somebody in your life that can lead and guide you. And I'm not just talking about Pastor Joshua and myself. We are blessed in this house to have great leaders. Leaders that have been through the process of discipleship and they are themselves not at a place where they can share from their experiences with God and help in turn those that are coming up as well. So I encourage you. We got hope groups. We have leaders here that are ready to help and assist you on the way. But this is a necessary part on our journey. You can call it a mentor. You can call it discipleship. You can call it coaching. But it's so good to have somebody to tell you, hey, you're on track. You're doing the right thing. Isn't that encouraging when somebody tells you, man, you're doing great? It lifts your spirit. And you also need somebody to say, hey, you're kind of way off on this. Or, you know, I don't think that was the Lord speaking to you. Like you said the other day, I think you just had a bad day. Sometimes things happen and we read too much into it. And it's not the Lord saying something to us through that. So it's important that we value that. We need to have somebody in our life to help guide us along the way and hear his voice. Number three, Samuel made space to hear God more. So Samuel acknowledged God that he was speaking to him and welcomed God into a conversation. He said, speak, Lord, I'm listening. And sometimes we get into this mode. I mean, I'm sure we can all relate with this. You're talking to somebody and you might be pouring your heart out. You might just be saying something simple, but you can tell they're not necessarily engaged. And they're kind of either working on something else, or maybe they're in their phone, or maybe they're distracted. And then you start getting, oh, could you say that again? What'd you say? If you got to repeat yourself too many times, you know somebody's focus is not on the conversation at hand. And so what we need to learn from this is that whatever you make space for becomes the priority. Sometimes God is wanting to speak to us, and we're so busy we're not hearing him. We're not hearing. It's not that he's not speaking. It's just that we're too busy. Or, you know, like Samuel did, he, instead of going back to sleep, which I know for me, my sleep is precious. I love my sleep. And sometimes God will want to talk to me in the early hours of the morning. And I'm just like, Lord, right now, really? And so, but you know, you got to make a choice. It's those times that you have to deny your flesh and say, I'm going to make space, because it's so rewarding. Like, that's what I want to communicate. When you take the time, you say, God, if it's you that's speaking to me, I want to make space for that. The things that he shares with you, the moments that you have in his presence are priceless. You could catch up on sleep later, you know, but like, even, I'll be honest, this morning I woke up at 4, and it was that, it was today. And I was like, God, really? I'm tired. I went to bed late. I'm trying to be ready for today. There's a lot that goes into preparation for the day. And I was like, okay. And I asked for grace. And I tell you not to make myself a martyr, but to tell you there are times where God is wanting to speak to you, and he will give you the grace to do everything that you need to do in addition to him having that moment to you. So it should never be an inconvenience to us. We should never view it as, oh, really? If anything, we should be trying to make room for more of it. So Samuel could have turned over. He could have gone back to sleep, but he chose to listen to God. He chose to listen to his coach, who said, go back there and say, speak, your servant is listening. And if you follow the rest of his life, he became a very powerful prophet, who chose to listen to God, not once, but many, many times. He made a lot of space for God to speak to him. He was constantly doing it so that he could prophetically share what God was speaking through him. So what would happen if we look through this lens and try to make space on that level and say, man, if I was connecting with God every day, if I was connecting with God on this level multiple times a day and he was speaking and downloading, there are seasons in which I think we have ebbs and flows where there's more of the communication, and then there's other times where there's not so much, but in those times where he's wanting to speak, there's such a refreshing. There's such an empowerment that happens. So when I was a kid, I wanted to share this story. When I was a kid, the teacher, I was at school, and this teacher said, I want to do an activity with you. Everybody close your eyes and be quiet. Don't say anything, and we're going to just listen. So it was a listening exercise, and for maybe 30 seconds, we just sat there and we listened. And at the end of the time, she said, okay, everybody tell me what you heard. So one by one, we were sharing what we heard. I heard the chair creaking. I heard a pencil drop. I heard somebody coughing. I heard a plane outside. I heard a car or somebody laughing outside. It was just little things here and there. And she said, do you think that these sounds are always there? And we said, yes. And she says, there's a difference between hearing and listening. All those times, even in this room, there are sounds that are happening while I'm talking. But this is like the parallel with God. He's always talking, but sometimes we have noise going on in the background. Sometimes we have these other things. And it's important that we learn how to isolate his voice. There is a difference between hearing and listening. So these things that we wear up here, this was such a cool thing that God showed me. It's the same thing as these monitor wedges. It allows us to hear the music in our ears. And the reason that we use them is because when everything is playing all together, it can all sound like a lot like this. Especially if you're on the stage. And as a musician, if you can't hear certain things, it can throw you off. And so this helps us to isolate what we want to hear. We can turn certain things up. We can turn certain things down. And it actually has a 25 decibel reduction. So if somebody's standing right there talking to me, saying something, I'm not going to hear what they're saying unless they tap me. I can only hear what I have customized in here to hear. And I thought, man, if we apply that to the Spirit, if we apply that to God's voice, there are so many voices, there are so many sounds, there are so many things that pull at our attention, pull at our mental and spiritual bandwidth. Are we able to begin to turn things down and say, God, I want to make space to hear your voice, to elevate what I hear in your voice, and not just let it be filled up with all this other junk? Isolation of God's voice requires intentionality and removing other things. So sometimes people get frustrated. They say, I never hear God, but they don't make space. We have to make space if we want to hear him. He doesn't come and bust the door down. He stands at the door, knocking, waiting for us to let him in. So as we remove things, we begin to see him more. We begin to understand things more. A great way to isolate in this manner is by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is so critical. People sometimes don't understand the power behind it. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. Jesus did it. We follow his example. And the reason that we fast and pray is because we're withholding something. We're making a sacrifice where we exchange. And this is how I explain it to my kids. Every time you get hungry or every time you want to go play your game, you remember, I'm not supposed to do that. You take that time, you pray, you say, God, what are you saying to me? What are you wanting to do? Sometimes it's the removing of something that is taking up that space that helps us to really connect further. As you remove things that clutter your mind, you'll begin to see and make space for God to show you things you didn't see before. And so I like to call it a present day sacrifice. I'm presenting this to you, God. I'm giving you this. This is something that's important to me. And I'm making an exchange. He always makes an exchange with us. And what he gives us is so much better. It's always better. We have an opportunity coming up in June. We have our big anniversary weekend that we love to celebrate what God has done in the history of Hope. And before we get to that place, we are going to be fasting together. We're going to take that week before. We'll give you the dates. But I want to invite you, Pastor Joshua, myself, our leaders are going to be fasting. And this is a time where we have an opportunity to make space together. We did this at the very beginning of the year. And it was just so powerful. Whenever we would come together, we'd pray, we'd do Zoom prayers. And God has been moving since. When he spoke to us, this is the year of increased capacity over this house. We've been seeing it come to pass. And I'm just going to give you a little teaser. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we've got good news coming up. And so we'll be sharing more on that, but it's just a testament to God being true to his word. And it's not okay to just say, do that at the beginning of the year and then just let that carry the rest of the year. No, you got to stop and you got to say, God, are we still on the right track? God, what are you wanting us to do next? And he helps guide us through these things. He helps bring clarity. So as I'm concluding, I want us to ask ourselves the right questions. It's important that we always ask ourselves the right questions. I ask questions that are simple, but they make you think, why did we come here today? Is it just to come to church? Is it just for a baby dedication? Did we come with the intention, I'm going to connect with God? I'm going to give him honor. I'm going to make space for him to speak to me. We have to become that elementary in our thinking where it brings us back to the fundamentals of our relationship with him. So are we making space? That's a question. Am I making space for God to speak to me? We have to assess our spiritual lives from time to time, because if we don't, we end up in a ritual or we end up in rut. If you're in a rut, you're kind of in this cyclical place. If you're in a ritual, you're just doing the same thing over and over, but there's no meaning. So asking ourselves these questions are important. The next question is, how do I make space? It's not just enough to know about an issue, but how do I create the points, the plot points, and the steps to get there, to actually overcome this? So do you need a coach? Do I need a coach? Do I need to change my schedule? Do I need to remove some of my time on my device? Or do I need to remove sports for a bit? Do I need a fast? Do I need a... Some of this stuff is uncomfortable, and it's meant to be that way, because sometimes we make these things our gods, you know, our idols. But assessing where you are, asking God to show you, God, show me where it is that I need to surrender to you so I can make more room for you, so I can become closer to you. We've never arrived, and it's important to remember that. It's a journey of growth every single day. Do I need to change my habits? I want us to bow our heads And we're going to pray. We're going to search our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to bring these things to the surface. God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, today we choose to look to you. We depend on you. We depend on you, Holy Spirit, to show us the way, to lead and guide us into all truth. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would quicken us, prompt us. If there's something that we are holding on to that is causing us to be hindered in listening, be hindered in our attention, if something is consuming our focus, God, let us recognize it. And today we want to surrender those things to you. If that's you, just everybody say it out loud. I surrender it. I surrender all. And God, I pray that you would open our ears, open our eyes, and we choose to have our hearts open to what you're wanting to continue to speak and show us. God, let us not put you in a box. Help us, Lord, to perceive things by the Spirit. And I thank you, God, for the relationships, the people that you've placed around us. That is not by accident. But I pray, God, if there's anybody here that needs to have a new relationship that will, like your word said, sharpen them as iron, God, that you would help us to get past the inhibition. Help us to get past the pride. Help us to get past whatever it is that's holding us back. Fear of getting hurt. Lord, we pray today for a new beginning. We thank you for a new beginning. We thank you, God, for the relationships that you're placing in our life to better us, God, to coach us, to mentor us. And I thank you, God, that nothing would stand in the way of your Spirit speaking to us. We thank you for it. And if there's anybody here, I want to do another prayer, that maybe you don't have a relationship with God, or maybe you have had a relationship with God, but you kind of been distant for a while, I want to pray this prayer with you. If everybody would pray with us together. Lord, I give you my heart. I surrender every part of me. I recognize I can't do this without you, Jesus. Jesus, I ask you to be Lord of my life, to help me walk this journey. Holy Spirit, I ask you to give me wisdom and to lead and guide me in all truth. I accept your freedom, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful for what God is doing, and that we have an opportunity to come together and celebrate his goodness, celebrate his love, celebrate that he's growing us and showing us new things. I want to remind you, if God be for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is with you, you will be. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.